Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Talk Radio, good to have you with us tonight. Our friends and community of faith family all over the world, welcome, 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 welcome. No matter what continent, no matter what nation, no matter what the climate, we're glad to have all y'all with us tonight. And if you don't know what all y'all means, that's just all you uns. That means all you guys. We're glad to have you with us. And wherever you're at, make sure you share it with some family and friends and your coworkers and the people around you so we can help them build faith in their life. And if we can do it to help you, we will. You're always welcome to come and join us on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Just search my name, Samuel J. Cottle, and you'll be able to come right to me. And then it's called the Community of Faith on Facebook and just my name on YouTube. You search my name, you should come up with me with no trouble. We're glad you're here. Call you blessed. Tonight we're going to be talking about build a relationship with the Father. And so here we go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that just amazing?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan. All right, we're almost ready to go live on Facebook. Isn't that just amazing? All right. Don't mind me. Just a minor slow down. There we go. Got that dealt with. So welcome, everybody. Hopefully you had a good afternoon.
Welcome. There's my notification.
Hopefully you had a very, very, very good afternoon. I had a great afternoon. We are in a marvelous time study, and this afternoon we actually went and took a little time to explore an amazing store.
We left the house.
We actually left the house.
Yeah, that store was amazing.
We found an international food store, and that was amazing. There's some people eat some interesting stuff.
We kind of made it a thing that once we're done fasting, we're going to go there once a week and pick out a couple of new things to try. It's a bunch of fun stuff.
Now we got a mute button. All right, well, how's everybody doing? What'd you have for supper? That's how we start. What'd you have for supper? And what you got for weather? And how's your day going? How's your family doing? How's the dog, the cat, and your mom and them is? And then tonight, after the program is finished, Dr. Barkley will be on with the first night of the Holy Spirit Conference in San Diego. And that's a pretty wild place out there in San Diego. So if you want to join with me and be a part of that, I believe I'm going to be studying that as I'm editing and doing things. I can pop it up on the screen once the program's done.
It's first tonight?
Yeah, it's tonight.
Oh, for some reason, I was thinking tomorrow.
Wait, what's tonight, Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is tonight,
tomorrow. Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, here I am being real bold. Somebody go to MarkTBarkley.com and see what you come up with here. Maybe I got my dates off.
Let me get these.
No, first through the fourth.
Oh, okay.
First through the fourth, 7 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and no, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Are we going to play that for the morning?
Well, it's 2 hours. It starts right in the middle of what we're doing. So I don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll definitely watch it and we'll monitor it and we'll share it with you because the morning sessions are always pretty amazing. And you get that many preachers together doing that big of a work in God. And then things happen. Remember what we've been studying. The answer is yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
And amen.
And besides that, yes, Lord. And on top of that, yes, Lord. And when we're just standing around looking, we're going to say, and by the way, Lord, I say yes.
Yes.
I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. Why? Because it just makes it a lot easier if we're just busy saying yes. Just yes. Yes. Yes, Lord, I agree with you. And I guarantee you, I'm going to walk with you. And if you ask me to do something that makes me go, woo, Jesus. And then I'll say, woo, Jesus, and we'll get busy doing it. Because we're going to do the word of God, and we're going to see things absolutely come to pass in our life. No Alan Barton. Now, we got a few shares we send here on our end. Sister Rebecca Smith, welcome. Good to have you with us. As always.
Hello, hello, hello.
Remember, when you sign in, you need to report what was for supper.
We had juice and water again.
Yeah, juice and water. It's pretty good. It's a Phyllis K. Raymond's with us.
Hi, Phyllis.
Welcome, guys.
Who else did you say you saw?
Rebecca Smith.
I see Rebecca.
Are the Danes here?
Oh, and we love you, Rebecca. And hi, Dan.
So, and Sister Gwen. Say Dan,
and
have to say
Gwen.
Dan and
yeah,
Gwen. Dan and Gwen.
He's at home.
He's at home right now. Had a big birthday
Gwen
party.
Gwen.
And we're always interested in what Gwen had for supper. Because Gwen is like an amazing cook.
Yeah. And gardener. So
almost like Chef Girlardee.
Yeah.
Did you get it? That was a good one. I don't usually get them that easy.
That would be a good show, Gwen.
Yeah.
Chef Gwen Ardee.
Chef Gwen Ardee. There it is.
There you go. We would watch you.
We have our first cooking program, Chef Gwen Ardee. There you go.
And if you do prepackaged meals, we'll buy those too.
Wow. I had another Reuben sandwich from everybody. I bought a few.
That's a good idea.
I agree. I like them. I think they're delicious, Rebecca. I do. I think they're delicious.
Yeah, and I never thought about that before. When you do have all of those coupons, buy them up.
Spaghetti again tonight. Oh, you know what's good about spaghetti again? It gets better as it sits in the pot, in the fridge. And them tomatoes and everything, is they're working inside the noodles, and every bite is like, yeah, that's a good idea, especially a Reuben. I like them Reubens.
Yeah.
And why haven't we never done that? Just gone and got some and put them in the freezer.
Never thought about it.
I never thought about it.
We've ever been to Arby's since we've been here, have we?
It doesn't matter. That's a good place It's a good place to get a quick Reuben.
I didn't even know they sold them there. They have Jamocha cakes there, and I love those.
Hallelujah. Thank God for spaghetti. Now, Dan, we asked last night, what about the salad? Did you have, like, salad and garlic toast? And what do you – because everybody adds something to spaghetti. Now, let's find out what the Shepherdville folks add to the spaghetti.
Yeah, you're right, Rebecca. Chili gets better the next day, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I found me a new favorite chef, and man, that dude was making clam chowder last night.
Oh, and beef stew.
And beef stew. Lord Jesus, have mercy on our soul. Don't worry, we're talking about food right in the middle of the fast, but that's all right. We're cool by it. Well, everybody else's fast is done, but if you want to fast with us, we're still fasting for another 10 days.
We're just a little food fixated, that's all.
But, you know, we like to do this because you build friendships over food.
Yeah.
The blessing of God continually is with you and with us. And, you know, there's something about it when we all sit together around a big steaming bowl of soup, plate of scabetti. I like spaghetti and chili.
Spaghetti.
Thank you, Lord, for all of it. Cabbage soup. Roger Oxy's with us.
Hi, Roger.
Good evening to all. I have to watch what I say. We're getting your text, man. We are getting Roger Oxy's text.
Oh, I know. I keep getting notices that I violated their standards. They say things like, Jesus, let me walk with you every day. And Father, I want all you have for me. America, this is one. America shall be saved was one of the statements that they
America shall be saved. Facebook said is against their standard.
Yep.
Well, this is what you got to do, everybody. If you're getting those emails and messages from Messenger saying you're blocked and all that from Facebook, just come right back on the next day and just keep posting.
Yep, and I do.
Just don't worry about it. Just keep posting.
Yep.
Don't worry about them anymore. You already know what it is. Don't even worry about them. Just come on and keep posting. And come on and keep posting and say the same thing all over again. It don't matter.
Yeah, I have done. And they're
just wicked, stupid, evil, and perverse. Wait, garlic bread last night, but we ran out of that for tonight. I know. I don't think I've ever been in a house where garlic bread lasted to the second night. Well, no way. I think we made it did a few times. But Sister Leanne makes 18 loaves of garlic bread every time she does.
We really like it.
We just like it. Hallelujah. The truth is setting us free. Roger, what'd you have for supper, Brother Roger? So far, we got spaghetti, and we've got a Reuben sandwich and a good glass of juice and some hot water in it. And now we need to know what's going on in the Oxy home tonight.
Yeah, the pizza or some wonderful Polish food. Because we like both.
We like them both. I haven't anybody seen Francetta yet? Father, in Jesus' name, we speak over our sister Francetta. In the mighty name of Jesus, Francetta, be made whole in your body and lay your hands on your friends and say, be made whole in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. God bless Brother Chris Timmer, Sister Kathy. While they're, Karen, Chris and Karen, while they're getting this house in order, we say house come in order now. All the details are worked out now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We say over every one of you that's been dealing with those wounds we uncovered the other day, complete and total healing in your life and the revelation of it. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Roger Oxy, we still got to have a supper report, even if it's potato chips and Mountain Dew. I tell you what, in this international food store we went to today, they got banana drinks and coconut drinks and rice milk. They got all kinds of stuff in this place. Every kind of bean and rice you could imagine. Frozen fish that looked like they were still alive. It was an amazing place. Right here in Williston. Didn't have to travel for 2.5 hours to get to it. Right downtown. And the guy's a pretty smart guy because he's taking care of the Africans, the Mexicans, the Chinese, and then some other Asian group in there, like maybe Taiwan or something. But
oh, yeah,
there's Thai food in there and Chinese food in there and Mexican food and African food. Now, if that doesn't make an interesting store, you kind of walk down the aisle of the store about this fast going, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's that?
That looked really good. You know how to make that? No, but we've got the internet.
But they did have some things, like you said, the whole fish, which and whole octopuses. And
there was octopus and whole fish.
Yeah.
All the fish are black. Or is that because they've seared them?
I don't know.
It's interesting because we have some Africans who live here. They were from Uganda, Kenya.
Oh, my goodness.
Nigeria.
No, but they're, who just joined, they're on our list of listeners.
Ghana?
Ghana, yeah, that's where Kwame and
all right.
From is Ghana. I like to try food from other cultures, too. It is interesting. We're going to make a point of doing that.
Now, they make fish here on Friday night that you can smell all through the whole building, even gets into your own house.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. They're wonderful people. Mm-hmm. They really are. What do we need that one time? A cup of flour, sugar, something I went in there for?
One or the other, yeah.
Knocked on the door. And a young man came to the door, African man. He goes, "Hi, can I help you? I need some sugar. You got a cup of sugar?" I don't know. And the family had been gone on vacation for a month. He goes, "I don't know where anything is." And they've not been home for a month.
Yeah, didn't he tell you to just go look?
He opened up the cupboard. He's like, "Here's the spices." I went out for London broil, mashed potatoes, corn, and coffee.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
Yum.
Wow. London broil mashed potatoes. What is that?
I don't know, but it sounds wonderful.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, Dan. That's exactly. Woo! Oh, wow. Like, walk in the door and they had cases of what?
Oh, ramen noodles. Different.
And sardines.
Oh, yeah.
They had whole cases of sardines.
Every kind of sardines.
And they got them sardines and everything you can imagine. Now, you might not like sardines, but I grew up in northern Michigan in the hunting woods, and you always took with you a can of sardines, mm-hmm. and a can of Pringles, because the Pringles won't get smashed inside their tube. And the can of sardines, you pop the top, chow down. So once you're out there hunting for an hour, you stop and take a break and have some sardines and, Pringles potato chips. Amen. Who got London broil? Roger did. Well, Sister Phyllis hasn't shared her supper with us yet. And I was waiting for a few more, but we might as well get started. Thank God for another day. I ask for everybody's prayers. Tomorrow is one of my best friend's funerals, Chalmer Brindley. And I'm not going to be there for it. And that's really sad. Really sad. And today, another one of my pastor friends in Michigan died of the James Moore. Actually, he passed on Sunday, had a heart attack. And Jan was a giant of a man. Most loving, caring heart that you've ever known. Actually went to school with Madonna. Went to school with Madonna.
Wow.
He was an amazing man of God. Loved God, pastor the church for 33 years and turned it over to his son-in-law and he's like, "I'm going to go around the world." And he built, I don't know, a couple orphanages, dug 57 wells or some crazy number.
Wow.
Him and his wife were just out there kicking it, man. Wonderful people. So, I ask you to pray for my friend Jan Moore's family and then Chalmers' family. Chalmers' kids are going to just be lost without him. He was such an amazing father to them. And so there's my friend Jan Moore's name, and then I'll put my other friend's name in here. So if you could pray for us for the next couple of days, I don't know. I'm done having my friends go to heaven who are not supposed to be there yet.
Tell them about that he built that house for pastors.
Oh, yeah, you guys have heard me tell the story about a missionary who I walked into the living quarters where he was at, and he had his computer all apart on the coffee table. And he was staying in the prophet quarters in Brother Jan's house. They got a couple hotels there in Owosso, but I stayed in them a couple times, and that's a wild place, man. Yeah. Oh, I'm like, no. It was horrible. So Brother Jan just built a prophet's quarters on his house on the second floor. And any man of God that was coming through preaching or something needed a place to stay, if it was open, you were welcome to go and stay there. And it was just a beautiful place.
Such a neat thing.
Amazing and beautiful. I mean, 5-star rating. It was beautifully decorated, beautifully made. And Brother Jan has 7 kids. Brother Tomer has 6 kids. And they're not old. I mean, Jan was born in like 57 or something. He's not old in any sense of the word. And his children are growing. Brother Chalmers' kids are just in the age of bearing children. And a couple grandkids have been born. And I'm not going to take any more time on it, but these are people that are close to me. And it's like not being there tomorrow is just out of order, and it's just wrong. But life is what it is, and you got to make it work wherever you're at. You got to make it work wherever you're at. All right. Thank God for both of Jesus.
Amen.
And they knew each other, so they're high-fiving and jumping and shouting together. Oh, yeah. Jan knew Chalmer, and Chalmer knew Jan. We were at Jan's church many times together. And Jan actually came and was at our church in West France a number of times. He was with us out at the campground. And, you know, it's just, or not the campground, down at Pete's building. Wow. It's a real life we live. And I don't know. I'm not crying and everything. I just ticked at the devil. Neither of them are 70 years old, and they're already gone. That ain't God. That is not God in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. Now, enough of that. You ready? Yeah, and we need, especially, both of them. We needed both of them. I've been praying for Chalmer to be able to make it out here and be with me out here. 10 years. We did everything together. So, here we are. It is time to get ourselves started. Woo! I'm a little laid back tonight. Not sure why. I'm really intense about Canada. And I'm fired up about this word tonight. I really am. God is doing a mighty work in this group right here. And I'm glad you get to be a part of it, and I appreciate you bringing your gift, your talents, your ability, everything about your life, and applying them right here with us every day. It is what makes this thing happen like it happens, and thank you for bringing your gift and your supply, and we're now going to go to our share screen. We'll rise. For the Pledge of Allegiance and our opening prayer. A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who at one point in combat received a scar in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. And we declare you're healed and delivered and set free from trauma in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. This moment of silence is in honor of the families of the fallen who will stand somewhere today, in honor of their loved ones' life lived and their service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join with me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet. And now we'll pray our opening prayer. This is not a religious process. This is a way for you and I to say the same words together in faith. And the Apostle Paul said, I believe, therefore I speak. The psalmist said, the angels hearkened speedily to the sound of God's word. And we're going to speak his word, and we're all going to pray the same prayer today in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer today as your children, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. And now, let's make this great cloud of witnesses confession. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. God bless America. And we add with it tonight, every other nation where the men in the semis have stood up and said no more.
Amen.
We bless them tonight with great courage and boldness and angelic provision in their hands right now. May angels be seen in these downtown areas, in the parliament buildings, in the House and Senate buildings, and may the wicked flee in fear of the righteousness of these angels.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, pray this with me. This is Psalm 133, and this is a psalm, but Sister Phyllis gave it a better word. It's called preaching. We're kind of praying and preaching, proclaiming at the same time.
Behold,
how good and pleasant it is
for
brethren to dwell. Don't mind me, I'm just skipping words.
It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garment. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord
commands the blessing, life
forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. You will not be penalized if you can't read. Just skip a few words and catch up.
Say
there we
amen.
Go. And just point at Sister Leanne and say, you do it. There we go. There is one body and one spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Think about it. All over the world tonight, if you followed any of those links to Ottawa, on YouTube, there's people from every nation around the world,
yeah.
And they're sending the YouTubers money to be out there in the street and make it happen. Now, when you think about that, that is the whole world coming together. That's one body,
yes.
And that's one spirit. Now, they might not know they got the Holy Spirit, and some of them, we've heard on some of them, they're pretty rough talking people, but they have caught the spirit of freedom. And they're like, no, we're, you know, that's it. We want freedom. Not only do we want no vaccination, get rid of the wicked dictator.
Yeah.
Get him out. He is done. His days are over. Him and the family might as well start packing their bags, because there will never be another day of peace in Canada until he's gone,
yeah.
Because of the wickedness he's done against that nation.
Yeah.
And the people in Parliament are probably in the same position. I don't know how their government works up there, but they're not, this ain't going to keep happening, because you squelched them too long. And these are people that have always lived hardy, been free, been able to make their decisions like they want to.
Peaceful people.
They're peaceful people. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And where we all are, where I'm preaching, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And Jesus himself gave these gifts. It was according to the measure of Christ's gift. Here's the gift he gave.
Amen.
Apostles. Ready?
Yes.
Some to be apostles. Some
prophets.
Some evangelists. Some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Hallelujah.
And here is the result in your life and in mine. Did you notice there's not a name of a denomination here? We'll say it to you again. The people you're with right now is the community of faith. And the ministry and this program is called Establishing Your Faith. And our leader is the author and the finisher of our faith. You are guaranteed to get some faith tonight. Verse 16. So that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now get real bold when you say this. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others today, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. And now, Father, we pray for revival in the executive branch, revival in the legislative branch, revival in the judicial branch, revival in our governor's offices, in the House and the Senate at the state level, in our Supreme Court and appellate courts. Bring revival, the revival of righteousness across this land. Not a goody-goody two-shoe way you live or a list of rules and regulation, but a revival of receiving the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and their lives being transformed forever to a perfect relationship with you, God Almighty. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Bless our peacemakers wherever they may be around our nation. Bless the peacemakers in Canada and these other nations. May the police rise up against the wicked dictators in Australia and in Canada and in these other nations around the world and say, oh, no, you don't. You're the wicked one. These people, they only want to do good and have a great life. We now put you in jail. You will be tried and convicted of these things, and your corruption will be exposed.
Amen.
Speak it done in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bless our peacemakers wherever they may be. Bless those who've been in combat and today bear serious scars in their body, in their soul, and their spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare you're free from trauma.
Amen.
And your lives will never be the same. You'll never be bound by that another day of your life. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name. Let us pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. If you're joining us from Canada or another world today, another nation around the world, say this with us. Just mean it for your nation. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' mighty name,
we pray.
Amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Father, we pray for everyone that's in the path of this storm coming into Michigan. Right now, we speak rain, snow, you're normal. But destructive weather, you're not normal. So we bind destructive weather. We receive the moisture so that the crops will grow and the land will have plenty of moisture in it and saturation. And we declare, everybody be smart and wise. And if there's that much snow coming, don't make a run on the store, but hurry up and run to the store while it's still good weather out there.
Amen.
And make sure you have enough milk and bread. Now, I'm not sure why it's those two.
You can have milk and bread with sugar in it in an emergency, and it's very good.
All right, then. You've heard it from the master. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and health and strength and wisdom to everybody. Every semi that's on its way to Ottawa. Father, in Jesus' name, may there be great wisdom here and great understanding.
Yeah.
And may they do the work and the government run in fear of them.
Yes.
Because
Amen.
They've sounded the trumpets of God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we prayed over Sister Francetta. We prayed over Canada and the people in the great awesome rebellions around the world. That's not rebellion. It's standing up for who they are. It's freedom. Freedom and liberty is what it's for. They want to call it rebellion, but we're not rebels. We're good. We're peace-loving people. And you're a wicked dictator trying to bring your nonsense in here. We won't let you.
Yeah, isn't he the one that just outlawed Christianity?
He's the one that just outlawed Christianity.
Yeah. He needs to go.
Yeah, and all of Parliament that helped him do it.
Yeah.
All of them. May they hide in fear.
Yep.
Angels of the Lord, minister to them in their offices tonight.
Yes.
Minister to them in their homes, in their bedrooms. May the angel of the Lord stand in every room where they go till they repent of their sins. Nebuchadnezzar repented and had a true heart change. And we declare. Otherwise, we just tell them secede. All y'all come join the United States of America. And if Ottawa and the Parliament building want to be that, then just let them stay there and y'all can join us and they can just be a little island unto themselves. They can vaccinate each other until they die. And then guess what? That ain't a very wise thing to do. Oh, we got to get off that. How's everybody doing? It's a wonderful night. Now, like we said last night, wait, I got really good news. We had more money come for the radio program this morning.
We did.
More money came for the radio program this morning. So, our total is up now to
$590.
And we're going to match the five that came in ourselves, and so it's $5.95. Anybody send us another $5 bill and get it to $600 tonight? Pastor, I thought you didn't do this kind of thing. Well, if we're so close, it's like, wow, let's reach for it. We can get there. We can get there. We've got it moving, and it's going to keep on moving. And you know what? We get the work of God accomplished on this earth he's assigned us to do. in Jesus' mighty name. I said a little earlier, Dr. Barclay's Holy Spirit Conference is on in the city of San Diego. If you're in San Diego, run out there. It's a great meeting. It's not San Diego, though. Chula Vista or something.
Yeah, little,
can you find it?
Little,
it's outside of San Diego. And it's a great church. I've been there before. Got a great pastor, Stephen. He's a mighty, Stephen Johnson, the mighty man of God. And they got a smoking church. I was out there in their church in 2003, and he's still going as a church, still the same pastor. And moved into a new building. I remember being out there in California for the Holy Spirit Conference, and everybody's got a winter coat on. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? It's 65 degrees out here. This isn't winter. But, of course, I guess to them, that's winter. I was out at the beach. Me and the guy that went with me was out at the beach. I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. Nobody was there. Nobody was there. You know what? I don't think we went to the beach. Where did we? Oh, we went to the gold cart place. Anyways, we will be watching several of those sessions this week. I'll be taking part of all of the morning sessions, which will come on here at about noon, you know, 10:30, 12:30 here, 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern. And when the program is finished here, the noon prayer program is finished, then I'll turn it off and then we'll start back up and I can stream that to you if you'd like to enjoy it with me, because if you're in Zoom with me, then you'll be able to see it right there. And enjoy it and be a part of it. Ask questions, make comments. And we don't even have to put it live on Facebook. We can just do it right in Zoom. It's a pretty cool thing. And you'll be able to be a part of that. I encourage you, if you've had so much fun fasting this year, like we have, we decided to go for 40 days. And if you're wanting to do that, then you can contact us and say, hey, Pastor, I'm going to do that with you. That's good. We're going 40 days for us will be February the 11th. Will be our last day of fasting. And so I've never fasted for 40 days straight in a row in my life. God said at the beginning of the year, this is the year of the immediately. And the year, he's rewarding us. So already we've had immediately, and already we've been rewarded, and that's a good thing. This is in Life Christian Church, Vista, California. Vista, California. Pastor Stephen Johnson is the pastor. Wonderful group of people. Crazy group of people. This is one of them wild, crazy churches, and the kind that you like to go to. Go in there and you're like, yeah, these people are alive. But that's because they're casting out demons, healing the sick, raising the dead. They're out there in the streets, on the beach, ministering to people and leading people to Jesus. It's one of them churches that just gets right out there and goes after it.
Yeah.
And
Audrey
Van Gessel, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you. Well, I recommend each of you, you make sure you got a good 2 or 3 months worth of food in your house. At least 2 or 3 months worth of beans and rice. And, get a couple cans of mushrooms to spread with it between them. But why? Because these guys, these wicked dictators are trying to do this on purpose.
Yeah.
And we rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. And we rebuke their shortages. And we rebuke the nations trying to make us have shortages. And we rebuke the politicians standing in the way of everything flowing like it's supposed to, like it normally does.
Yeah.
And we say, you got to stop. And it dies. And the men and women of America find a way to move it no matter what they do. And we say it gets to us. However,
amen.
I'm still saying to you, make sure you get you a couple bags of flour and some sugar. Not out of fear, out of wisdom. And get yourself ready. I'm not sure how much we have, but probably 3 months worth of food. I would imagine. Just using wisdom, grab an extra bag of beans every time you come. And if you can't find them, then go to the health food stores where you can find them and get them. And make sure you're in good shape, because not only will it be a blessing to you, but you'll be able to make your food multiply right next to people that don't know how to do that. And we'll see God perform a miracle of the multiplication of the food. In our day, folks, it might be that way. Pastor, you're just kind of scaring me. Now, I don't mean to scare you, but I do want to say wisdom is the principal thing. In the days gone by, they're like, well, it was a conspiracy theory and, you know, build you a bomb shelter and all that stuff. But that ain't the case no more. All them ships sitting off the shoreline in California and these other places, that's nothing more than politicians stopping that. The semis are there. The trains are there. And there's enough staff there. There's people that will work. They got to lock down because of stupid COVID and other stupid reasons. And so in the name of Jesus, those people are removed and the products flow like they're supposed to be flowing. And the marauding bands of young people are brought to justice, thrown in prison, and kept there. And justice comes to this great United States of America. I know. I've not done too much good news tonight. It's pretty much been bad news all night long. And I don't like that. But I'm getting ready to preach to you the good news. And so you can and will be encouraged as we move on into the evening tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So here we go. Grab your Bibles. Tonight's message is Inherit the Kingdom, a relationship with your Father. Inherit the Kingdom, build a relationship with your Father. And not sure what's going on with that, but we're going to open our Bibles up to Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to look at the life of Jesus again. Did you think you started YouTube? I did not think I started YouTube. Now I not only think, I am persuaded. And I know.
There it is.
Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. 35, 34 through 40. And let's make our confession tonight in the Word of God. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great
I am. The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit.
Is making His Word come alive in my life tonight.
Is making His Word come alive in my life tonight.
I receive this Word as a seed.
I receive this Word as a seed.
And plant it as a good soil in my heart.
And plant it.
Hold on.
Good soil
I just said it. It is not an it. And plant the Word.
And plant the Word.
As a seed.
As a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and
in
body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
I will not call God's word it under any circumstance. This is the living, breathing, mighty, powerful, majestic Word of God.
Amen.
It ain't weak. It ain't confused. It ain't lost. It is powerful. Now, let me...
Thank you, Rebecca, for your help.
Thank you, Rebecca, for your help. Thank you, for Rebecca, for your partnership and your friendship. The Holy Spirit just showed me how to get all my text screens and one thing. It's all right in front of me. And as long as the comments keep going, I get to see what everybody says. Here we go. Matthew chapter 25. And tonight we are in verses 34 through 40. You know how it is. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Want to throw yourself into that verse? The king will say to Sam, who's standing on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father. And he'll say, because he's your father too, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. How long has this been, this kingdom been ours? Since the foundation of the world. Well, do you know what that means? That means if we're going to inherit that kingdom then, we are inheriting a kingdom right now. Because where is Jesus, the head of this body? He is in the heavenly kingdom and he's in us. He's seated at the right hand of the majesty on high and we are his body and we're here on earth. Therefore, we are in that kingdom with him right here, right now, today. Woo! Let's keep reading. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Watch this. And the king will say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Well, you and I are blessed of the Father. We receive a heavenly reward. Why? Because on this earth, we take care of people all around us just like they was Jesus. Can you imagine not feeding Jesus good food if he showed up on earth? What restaurant would you take him to? You'd take him to your most favorite restaurant and feed him the very best food you could find. Or you'd cook a homemade special meal. Why? Because he's special to you. Now watch this. Jesus said, inasmuch as you and I act that way to one of the least of these, my brethren, that we did the same thing to him. And our reward is going to be great in heaven. This kingdom was prepared for you and I before the foundation of the world. Now, some of you are scratching your head going, where is Pastor going tonight? Well, where I'm going is we are members of a kingdom. We have a king. We are reigning in life with him right now. Our domain is the domain of heaven. We're ambassadors in this foreign nation, even though it belongs to us. Because God said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. This is our kingdom here. But we're going to a kingdom there. We get to go to that kingdom because we are children of our Father, and that's our homeland. And right now he's got us on earth doing a task and a mission. And an assignment. And we are empowered and provided by the kingdom on the other side. Not what's around us. God did not send Jesus here and say, Jesus, when you get there, slave real hard. I'm not going to take care of you. You're going to have to take care of yourself. You've got to find your own job. Do your own thing. That is not what the Father did. When Jesus was 2 years old, what did the Father do for him? Sent three kings with equivalent today of hundreds of millions of dollars for them. You might say, Pastor, that's just ridiculous to even believe. Well, no, it's not. Why would three kings come with their whole armies? That's not ridiculous to believe. Why would you and I think that our Father wouldn't take care of his children, his son, Jesus, on this earth, but make him suffer? Well, he had to suffer. Yeah, but he didn't have to suffer poverty to learn how to love his Father. That's a demon. He didn't have to suffer lack. He didn't have to suffer starvation. Pastor, I thought he suffered absolutely everything that he could suffer. Well, okay. Yes. But Jesus was taking care of his whole life as he was growing up, learning and growing and developing in God. Why? Because no father is not going to take care of his children. I can feel the look tonight of, you're taking us somewhere again we've never been, Pastor. Yes, we're taking us right into a relationship with you and me and the Father. Say it with me. I get to be one with my Father. And have all of the care and the provision of my Father on this earth. Amen. Welcome, Sunday Geyser. Welcome, Julian and Bamala. Good to have you guys with us tonight. We love you guys. Always good to see your smiling faces show up. If you're new to us, make sure you click like or love so we know you're here. We'll pray for you by name. Those of you who are part of our partners and friends. And if Facebook and YouTube get all messed up, then make sure you have the Zoom link and you can come be with us right here in Zoom also. And it doesn't matter where you are around the world, we welcome you in our Zoom thread with us. Just make sure you send me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I want to get connected there. Because our Zoom doesn't give us any trouble. It's just direct. It's straight there. And it's going at the exact same time as Facebook and YouTube. Let's get to our next verse. I'm going to go back here again. We were here the other night, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, let's go clear through 10, 3 to 10. Roger Oxley, you're doing really good. The more you pump the word every time you hit send, just make a statement and a declaration. And this word straightens out the community standards.
Amen.
Amen. Chapter 1, verse 3. Watch this. Somebody said I shouted or something.
Chapter 1.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 10. I'll slow down. Ephesians 1, 3 through 10. There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca, for your help. Thank you, Cindy, for your help. Let's read it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Well, what are the heavenly blessings of Christ? Wait, the spiritual blessings of Christ in heavenly places going to do us on this earth if we can't get him here? You and I got to get him here. There we go in another faith message. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No. No, it comes from relationship. It comes from relationship. It's not because you stand around and scream at the sky for an hour. No, it comes from relationship. As Jesus said last night, remember what he said? I only say what I hear my Father say. I only go do what I see my Father go do. He had a perfect relationship of oneness with the Father. And what's that produce? That produces an understanding of everything that's around you every day, all day long. And in that process, you and I have the ability to take authority and dominion over everything that's around us every single day. I should be able to get an amen from at least three of you. Now watch this. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, there's the statement again. Jesus said that come and inherit the kingdom that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Well, look at what verse 4 says. You and I are chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Remember what David said in the Psalms we read the other night? All of your days are written in a book. All of them are. And great are their number. Great are their number of what God wrote in the book already about you. It's already established in heaven. It was established at your birth. And what you and I got to do is get into the relationship of oneness with the Father so that we can hear his voice over all religion, over all religiosity, over every other's voice. And he says, go do this. And we bring dominion to the earth just like that.
Amen.
Just like what we did right here with the community of faith. This community of faith, God was speaking to me about it for, I don't know, a week. I'm watching people get locked down and they're at home. And, you know, the first week of being at home with everybody, that was kind of cool for a lot of people. They got past their petty differences and everybody woke up and had breakfast together and it was wonderful. Everybody's like, well, hallelujah. Somebody do this more often. You realize that's what the year of Jubilee was? They didn't work for a whole year? They let the land rest for a whole year? And then they let the land rest for another whole year? And it was a two-year party. And the abundance of God fell on those people in Jesus' name. Here, let's get back here. Just as he, God, chose us in him, Jesus, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Say it with me. I am predestined,
by God
to all of the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Very number one spiritual blessing in heavenly places that anybody can ever find is a personal relationship of oneness with our God and Father every single day. Welcome, YouTube friends. We're glad you're with us. Facebook friends, I can't see everybody's posts tonight again for some reason, but I do my best to keep up with you. Think about this. Jesus said, come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Paul said it by the Holy Spirit, that before the foundations of the world, there's the kingdom that was prepared for us. Let's keep going. Verse 5. Having predestined us to the adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Nobody's twisting Jesus' arms saying, you got to do this. Nobody's twisting the Father's arm behind his back saying, you got to save these people. One says, it's according to the good pleasure of his will. Wow.
Wow.
You are born again. You have been made into the righteousness of God. You are filled with his Holy Spirit. Look at the words. By the good pleasure of his will. He loves it, and he loves you. Say it again. There's a kingdom prepared for me.
There's a kingdom prepared for me.
There is a kingdom prepared. Let's keep reading. This is to the good pleasure of the Father's will. Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace. I mean, think about it. It's his grace that's going on this. What did you do to earn the kingdom in heaven? Receive Jesus. What do you do to receive salvation? Receive him. What do you do to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit? Receive him. What do you do to get to have the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? It's called a free gift of righteousness. You have to receive it. You and I have to get past this thing and say, Jesus, help me get past all this religiosity and get myself focused on a relationship with you. Because here's what's coming, guys. You're going to shut off every voice that's just yakking in the breeze. And there's a bunch of them. And they don't mean to be, and I don't hate them, and I ain't against nobody. But I'm going to tell you something. If they're not filling you with a focus to chase after God Almighty, and that relationship you get to have with him, the relationship oneness, you got to stop and ask yourself, where are they taking me to and what am I doing? I'm going to act religious. The Pharisees act religious. The Sadducees, the scribes. And they were as wicked, as perverse as can be.
Yeah.
You got to just keep shutting the distractions down. And just start getting serious between you and the Father and say, I need to know you more. Yes, sir. Just say yes. I say yes. Yes, I agree with you, Father. Yes, I agree with you, Father. Yes, and I agree with you, Father. And yes, Father, I agree with you. I agree with you. Yes. And all of a sudden, you'll begin to see places where you don't agree with it. And you'll voice a few of your opinions. And then you'll kneel down on your knees and say, I repent. Just dumb donkey, dumb, 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 dumb. And he's like, no, don't bow your head in shame. We're growing, and you're growing as my son, and I am developing you in the things of God. See, this is a whole different message than people preach. Whole different message. Why are you preaching it, Pastor? Because I see it. I see it as the most important revelation and understanding that we could have is a relationship of oneness with the Father. And it's coming. We receive it. It's going to be here with us. Verse 6. No. Yeah, 6. Let's do 6 again.
Six.
To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us. Wait. He made us accepted in the beloved. He didn't earn it. He didn't buy it. He didn't steal it. You are made a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What do those things do? They make you ready to be one with the Father. To the praise of the glory of his grace. Now, guys, I'm not adding no words here. We're reading straight out of the text. And I didn't grab just one verse I needed. We're reading the whole text. Why? That's how you get growth. That's how you get development. That's how you get stability.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. No, 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted. You're made into it. Acceptation. And the beloved. With the other believers. Verse 7. In him we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. For according to the riches of his grace. Jesus' blood bought you back. That's the word redemption. Buy back. Jesus' blood bought you back. Pastor, how much did that cost me? Just your life. Take up your cross and follow him. People get all freaked out, man. You better tell people it's going to be a hard road to hoe. Well, here's what's going to be difficult. You putting your flesh down. But a relationship with God is not difficult at all. Turn off the distractions and talk to him like he's your father and he's in the room with you right now. Pastor, he might see what I'm doing right now. He already sees what you're doing right now. So standing in your house and talking to him like he's in your house is not anything different than what's going on every day all the time anyways. Is the Spirit giving you your second breath? I would be laughing to hang with you 4 more hours. Oh, happy. More, 4 more hours. For I need more of the word. Is the Spirit giving you your second breath? I
second
don't.
Wind, I think.
Oh, your second wind. Yes, yes. I got my second breath, Roger. This is according to the riches of his grace. Wait. That ain't according to your actions, your mind. See, there's a whole mess of this Christian life that we got to get straightened around here. You have a duty in this Christian life. You have a responsibility. You have a process you have to live by and you function in. But you can't get grace by earning. You get grace by receiving. And then developing it and learning how to expand it and grow it and use it in a greater stewardship. Which it's called the free gift of grace. It's called the free gift of righteousness. It's called the free gift of salvation. But Pastor, I got to do something. No, you got to receive something.
Like, that thinking because we've all been so used to you have to do to receive, you have to do.
It's just a wages and a paycheck. This is grace, and it was a Honda. This is a Harley. We've been when you really think about it. There's no difference. Wait, let me say it differently. When you really truly study the Word of God, because it's not about thinking. When you study the Word of God, you come to the realization, and that is this. There's no difference between saving grace and healing grace. It's the same grace. What's more difficult to do? Heal your body of sickness or to totally relieve you of every sin in your life and throw it in the sea of forgetfulness forever, which is more difficult. Getting rid of sin is more difficult, and you just reached out and received him, and he came inside you because they preached, accept Jesus, 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 accept Jesus. Well, If they'd been preaching these verses the same amount, you would believe this, and it would be automatically happening in your life and mine. I don't have this mastered yet, but I'm guarantee you this is where we are every single day on the inside of our life in this house. When I come here, you're going to get the overflow of it every single time. And you and I are going to new levels in God, higher levels in God, higher levels in God, higher levels in God, and there ain't nothing that can stop us. Because nobody can stop you from receiving the free gift of righteousness. Free gift of his grace. Oh, I got to keep moving because I got a bunch more verses to get to. Which he made to abound. Doesn't sound like it's a little devil, do you? He made that grace to abound. The book of James says where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. That means in your life where you used to sin and like that sin and go to that sin, grace is in such abundance there, it obliterates the sin. Grace is an empowering presence to cause you to go be able to do what God's will and wisdom requires of you and I to do. It's an empowering presence. It's not a license to sin. Which he is riches of his grace, he made to abound toward us in wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will. Here it is again, according to his good pleasure. Now, our verses for the year are, I am the great I am rewarding you this year. Got my words all messed up. Read it. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of the answers and the God of the immediately. That is our theme for this year. That is who we are. That is what we're doing. That's how this year is going to roll. Well, right here, just like Abraham, God was his exceeding great reward. Everything out of verses 3 through 9 says exceeding abundance, exceeding abundance, exceeding abundance.
Hallelujah.
Whether it's grace or mercy or revelation, his gift, his love to us. How many of you think that your inheritance being laid out for you before the foundation of the world was, somebody was thinking way ahead in abundance and blessing? Because it's already been laid out for you.
Amen.
Look what it says. According, just verse 9, according to his good pleasure, budget, which he purposed in himself. He said it. It's going to make me happy right here. And what is it that he sees? You and I just come and reach up and receive the free gift that he's given us. Well, Pastor.
It's fun to give your kids a gift.
It's fun to give your kids a gift. It's fun to give your kids a gift. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Not the whole kingdom. In heaven, we already read it. He gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
We are heirs of the kingdom of heaven. It's ours. We're going to get there. It's like, yep, this is mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mine. See, what we got to do is break off this religiosity and get out of all that mess and realize not only did the Father give all this, he's given us angels to take charge of us every day and take care of us everywhere we go and everything that's going on. They're holding us in his hands. And Jesus himself defeated the arch enemy of us and nailed him to the tree. Made a public open shame of him for us by his blood and came back and gave us the keys that he went and got when he did the battle. And now our place is to bring the dominion of our Father to this earth. I know. Isn't it awesome, this new revelation that God has given us? Isn't this amazing?
It really is.
Because when you get into this revelation that we're in right here, and what we've just been studying probably for 6 months now, there's no religious rules that I have to give you. I don't have to say do this and don't do that. My encouragement to you is lay down every distraction, enter in, because when you get in there close to the Father, there ain't nothing of this world that'll ever hold you. You want to be like, no way, get out of my life. I don't want no part of anything that takes me away from that beautiful presence with my Father. No part of it. Right. Another verse about the Father. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, and God loves the word fullness, doesn't he? He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. So there's a bunch in heaven that's in Christ, and there's a bunch of us on earth in Christ, and he's going to gather us all together. And Dr. Sutton showed us how that's probably going to be about 2 billion people around the throne.
Hallelujah.
It's going to look like a sea of glass. We're all going to be crystal clear because we're in heaven. As far as the eye can see, there's going to be people. You know how much space it takes to get for 2 billion people to bow before the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
That's at least a 4-foot square. Right?
Yeah.
Time you bow down,
yeah.
You're going to need a foot on each side, 2 feet. But it's heaven, there's more than enough, so you're probably going to have 4 feet. And we're all going to be bowed down. We're not all scrunched together like we are down here on earth. In heaven, it's expansive. The throne can be seen from anywhere in the holy city, which is 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles high. And you can see the throne of God and God in the center of it from any place where you are.
Wow. What an awesome place.
And that all belongs to us as heirs. Verse 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance. So not only have we obtained a kingdom, we've been adopted as sons. We've received the free gift of grace, the free gift of righteousness, the free gift of the Holy Spirit. It's his good pleasure to give us all this stuff at the same time. Now, verse 11, he says, in him we also have obtained an inheritance. I got a word for you about this inheritance. This inheritance doesn't have anything to do with seed time and harvest. This inheritance doesn't come to you because you work in the kingdom for the Father. You work as a slave for the Father. This inheritance comes because you is born in the family. Say it. I was born again into this family. I want you to get this picture. You have an inheritance. Could you imagine if your rich uncle had this huge estate, and on it was the most beautiful gardens and the most beautiful buildings, and they had huge study places with libraries that went clear to the ceiling, a 40-foot ceiling, and it was thousands of acres of the most beautifully groomed, and then your uncle died, and he inherited it all to you, and he gave it all to you. It's like, this is yours, and now your responsibility is to go and take care of it for me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you hand it into the hands of somebody else who's a part of the family who will take care of it. You and I have received all of this amazing abundance and wonderfulness and glory. It fills you with hope the more you realize what God's done for you. You don't have to worry about having faith and hope when you know who you are and who God is in you. Verse 11, in him we have obtained an inheritance. Here comes the predestined word again. Predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. The counsel of his will, his good pleasure. the glory of his grace. See, all of a sudden we got to grab a hold of this thing and say, hold it. There's a whole lot better life here than I have been sold in a bill of goods from religion. I ain't telling nobody to leave your church. I ain't doing that. I ain't trying to empty your church and build my church. All right? I'm just telling you this. If you're hanging out with folks that aren't preaching you to go and grow in God to the greatest degree that you can possibly grow in him and have everything you can have in the Holy Spirit of God and know everything you can from the Word, unless God very specifically has said, you better stay there, you better start saying, Lord, what do I do? Because they're feeding you little tiny, tiny pablums, little tiny tablets of food to keep you nutritionized enough to keep you there. And this kingdom is filled with abundance, exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think. Well, Pastor, if it's so good like that, why aren't we the Christians in charge of the whole world? Well, we're trying to be in charge of the whole world, and actually not in charge, just in dominion. And everybody enjoying the inheritance they have on this earth, which is their little piece of heaven right here on earth. God promised it that way. Watch this. That we who trusted first in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. If we let all this stuff work in us, it's to the praise of his glory. Watch. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, not only is all this true and you received it, but bam, you're sealed. Does that mean I can never sin? Oh, no, you can choose to go away. You can listen. You can listen to deceptive voices. You can listen to doctrines of demons, and you can get all caught up in the way of the day, or you can just stick your nose in the book and not ever go that way. Amen? I love this. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit promise. Look at this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance? Here comes the inheritance word and the heir word and adopted as sons and predestined and sealed. Now, you might say, Pastor, this is all a little bit confusing to me. Good. Ask me a question and I'll unconfuse it. Because confusion is based in fear. Mm-hmm. And when you're listening to the voice of fear, you're listening to the voice of the enemy. Confusion is based in fear. And when you're operating in fear, you're listening to the voice of the enemy, not the voice of the Holy Spirit. I know. Hallelujah, Pastor. Somebody praying the Holy Ghost or something. Why? This is the revelation we got to get to right here, guys. We've been hammering at the Word of God, falling on the Word of God, breaking us. Let the Word, as we fall on it, break us. Sowing seed, planting seed, memorizing verses, creating confessions, praying in the Holy Ghost. We've been doing it all. We truly have. And all of that is taking us to where we're right here going, hold it. It's not just a colloquial statement that I'm an heir. It's the reality.
Amen.
That I am
written in the Word.
A heir of God.
Amen.
I am a joint heir with Jesus. On the inside of you right now, you ought to be getting somewhat fired up. Why? Because you're like, man, Pastor, if all of this is true, I mean, like, really, Pastor? Are you really telling me all this is really true? I'm an heir? And the kingdom's mine, and I've been given grace and mercy and peace and love and redemption and the Holy Spirit and righteousness. Yes. You know what's interesting? How long it's taken to teach us all of this and to come to this revelation. You know what that tells us? That's how many layers of religiosity we had on ourselves. That's very interesting. Because it was all available for us the first day we come in the kingdom. It was available. You know what the difference is between that first day you got in the kingdom and today? What they taught you. What they established inside of you as the most important doctrine. I got a word for you. Salvation is not the most important doctrine. Salvation is the first step doctrine. Walking with God is the most important doctrine.
Yes. Yeah.
Because walking with God is what is the umbrella of every other doctrine there is. Woo! Father wants to walk with you. John chapter 4, verses 23, 24 says, the Father is seeking worshipers. People who will live this life connected. Amen. Everybody type it in one manner or another. Change your words a little. I receive my inheritance.
Yep, Sunday did already.
And just so you know, Facebook and YouTube, I don't want your clicks. I don't care about that. And I don't care about comments. They don't mean anything to me. We're expressing ourselves how we do it here on the Community of Faith, which is according to your community guidelines. So get out of the way. In every desk, in every office that continues to hamper our people, your desk is shut down.
Yeah.
Don't keep going until you lose your job. Don't do that. That is wrong. I can't stop what you're doing. You are earning what is rightfully yours by your actions against the church right now. And Jesus will show up and say, you shouldn't have done that. And then when he does, you got a choice to say, Lord. And then your life changes. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance? The Holy Spirit is. That's why you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why you want to have every bit of the Holy Spirit you can ever get inside your life on any day of your life. You want that in your life. Receive my inheritance. Well, let's keep reading. Let's go down to verse number 20. Which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seating him at his right hand. I'm going to do 20 through 23 now. Jesus the Christ who's in you and me is far above all principalities, far above all power, far above all might, far above all dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come, far above it. And he is in you and me. We are far above any of the frustration of this day, this age,
Amen.
This time, this battle, every bit of it. Say it with me. I am in Christ.
I am in Christ.
And I'm far above it.
Far above it.
Guys, if Jesus is far above all those things and he's the head, then we are far above all those things because we're his body.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, why don't I feel like this in my life? Well, you got to work it. I don't know if that's a good way to say it or not, but you got to work it. You got to write these verses down. Simplify them. And speak it every day. Make it a very part of your innermost being. Open the book. Look at it with your eyes. Speak it with your mouth. Hear it in your ears. Hold it in your hands. And get this word hidden down deep in your heart. Why? Because then I'm going to tell you right now. You are filled with the living, breathing Word of God, which puts life into all your cells and tissues. And the Holy Spirit is living in you saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't. He's not there with a club. He's saying, nope, this way, this way, this way, this way. It's like a pilot in an airplane. I heard Brother Copeland say one time, a flight from L.A. to Hawaii is off course 92% of the trip. It's off course.
Really?
So the autopilot has to keep correcting, keep adjusting, keep correcting, keep adjusting,
yeah.
Keep correcting. Why? Because it's off. When you come up off the ground, it's off that course that you got, because you got to have the wind. You got to have the curvature of the earth. You got to have all of that there. Woo! So the Holy Spirit is your guide. He's your automatic pilot. Youngie Cho, pastor of the largest church in the world, Youngie Cho, said, I truly made the Holy Spirit the senior partner of my life. And I listened to him. Cho become rich, he said. God tell Cho, build a newspaper. And today, Dr. Cho's newspaper is a voice of freedom and liberty in South Korea. And it's a mighty force on the earth. Made by a born-again, spirit-filled pastor who pastored, well, he's in heaven now, but he pastored 1 million people in his church. 1 million. 1 million people in his church, not only in Korea, but around the world in many places. Cho was doing what you and I are doing in the 80s with satellite TV. It's not too bad. We're only 30 years behind, but don't worry about it. Look at verse 22. He put all things under his feet, Jesus' feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church. He's the head. We're the church. Look at this verse. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. See, all of a sudden we're going to get this revelation, like there is no lack or poverty or not enough in any part of the Christian life. We just read a whole chapter of abundance. We just read the verse that said, we are his body, the fullness of him who fills all things full. And then you go to chapter 3 and verse 19 says, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. But it's not sitting around. It's a relationship with the Father. In your relationship with the Father, you'll pray in tongues, you'll pray in English, and you'll say things you never saw before. But why? It's a relationship with the Father. He's taking you up. He's taking you up. He's taking you up. It doesn't matter who you are. It's not about religious education. It's not about a position. It's not about money. He Book of James says he gave the poor of this world. He gave it to them to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom. Why? Well, how can a poor person inherit a kingdom? Because you're rich in faith. And all faith has to have is faith and seed and the word, and you inherit the whole thing. You're no longer in that position. Ready? Let's go now to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Just one verse. So we all come to the unity of the faith. How many?
All.
and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man. Here comes the perfect word used by the Holy Spirit again in our New Testament text. Perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Here's the word fullness of Christ. Wow. Matthew 11:25. That's our starting off verse. Let me see about it. 25. Matthew 11:25. And, oh yeah. Down to 30. Look at what the Father has given to us here. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and have revealed them unto these babes. And, of course, that's dealing with what he was just teaching. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight to do it, that he reveals it to the simple people of the world. God said, I'm going to use the foolish things of this earth to confound the mighty. Trudeau, Biden, and all you other dictators, be amazed by the simple people smashing what you've set up by the trumpets of God all over this earth. 27. Look at this verse now. All things have been delivered unto me by my Father. How many things? I'm in 27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal himself. If everything's been delivered to Jesus, how much of it is ours? All of it. Why? Because we're heirs of God and we're joint heirs with Jesus.
Amen.
You know, I should say I receive my inheritance. Amen, Roger. You are quite the intellectual, Roger. I'm impressed with it. I really am. You're doing good. Now look at what we're inheriting. Come unto me, all you who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It doesn't sound like the Father wants us in labor and heavy laden. I work 60, 70 hours a week. These guys around here work 84 hours a week, 7 12s. And then they come right back the next day and work 7 more 12s. And, you know, they're working 14 12s out of a month straight in a row. Pretty hard working toiling guys. But Jesus said, all you are labor and are heavy laden and I'll give you rest. I'm not saying you don't need a job. You got to make money and all the rest of that. Until you get the revelation of this book. And then it's like, I don't need to go to work for nobody for hours and dollars, hours and dollars, hours and dollars another day. No. No. 29. Don't go quit your job tomorrow, please. Everybody listen to me. There's a revelation that's got to get involved in this. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Why? Because Jesus' yoke is easy. And his burden is light. And I bet you Jesus right now wants to have a year of jubilee with all of us as Christians doing nothing and just celebrating who he is.
We receive it.
I wish I could be the one to call the year of jubilee, because we would start it tonight at midnight. Yeah. It's going to be 2/2/22.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good day to start the jubilee if you're asking me.
Amen.
Oh! See, there's a whole lot more stress and worry and labor and sorrow and hard and bear up and strength and struggle. I know a man, his statement to his kids is it's a hard life, but God will help you. Look what that says. His yoke is easy. And his burden is light.
Amen. We receive that.
Hi, bless you, Francetta. Welcome aboard the good ship Zion.
Glad to have you here.
Welcome aboard. Our title this evening is Inherit the Kingdom. Build a relationship with the Father. Inherit the Kingdom. Build a relationship with the Father. Because see, guys, you don't inherit this kingdom by memorizing many verses. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, never ever lose his life. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You aren't saying these verses over and over for memorization. You're saying them for impartation, establishmentization. Establishes them in your heart. So your heart is filled with the word, not with the world.
Amen.
There ain't a one of us that didn't grow up in the, that grew up in the 60s and 70s that doesn't have a heart that was filled with rock and roll. And the words of the prophets of those songs. But God wants to fill your life with a new song, and he wants you to get your life filled with this word. We've already seen it tonight. We're accepted in the beloved. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. It's predestined before the foundation of the world. In many places in the New Testament, it tells us he gave us the free gift of grace, the free gift of righteousness, the free gift of his spirit, the free gift of redemption, reconciliation, remission of sin. It's all free. All you got to do is receive it. And the kingdom is ours, but you got to build a relationship with the Father in order to get it, because the kingdom belongs to the Father and he wants to give it to you.
Hallelujah, I receive it.
Hallelujah. Let's grab one more set of verses. I'm not sure. This one could be my last set of verses. And then it could not be the last set of verses. I mean, after all, everybody, Sister Francetta just got here. And we got to let her get at least 10 or 12 verses on the inside of her before we close down. And she has to listen to it all again. Romans 8, 14 through 17. So, Sister Francetta, this is all for you. I'm not taking extra time. I'm just preaching for you.
We love you and you're special.
We love you and you're special. You're a daughter of Zion.
Amen.
Watch this. There is just so much here. Help me, Lord, to keep it simple. Did I give you the verses? Yes. Chapter 8, verse 14. You know what? I want everybody to help me remember something from this point on. All right? I want you to help me to remember that. Hold on. I got to get everybody lined up here. There we go. I want you to help me remember that when I say Romans 8, 14 through 17, I want it to say Romans 8, 11, 14 through 17. You can't leave that verse out of this verse. We just learned the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance and of the will that we receive from the Father. Now watch this. For if you live according to the flesh, that's not the right verse. 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, there's many people led by many spirits, even religious spirits. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. Why? The speed of growth, development, establishment, faith, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, blessing, glory, power, might, dominion, strength, and a priest to the king. That's where the Holy Spirit takes in. But religion will tell you just sit down and be quiet. You don't need to learn no more. See, this is who's ever led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. 15. You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So it's the spirit of adoption. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Here we go, 17. And if children of God, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him. Pastor, what's the suffering verse about? People will look at you and say, you've become a religious nut. That's all you do is talk about the Bible. You and your Holy Ghost stuff. That's a dangerous place for Christians to be at you. But that is a suffering you're going to have to go through. And you just got to realize it. That's what happened to Jesus. They're going to mock you and they're going to make fun of you. And you'll lose some friends over it. That's just how it goes.
I just don't care.
And it doesn't matter. The man with the relationship with God is never at the mercy of the man with the theory about him. I'll say it again. The man with a relationship with God is never at the mercy of the man who has a theory about him. Somebody type it out. The man with a relationship with God, the man who has a relationship with God, is never at the mercy of, or the, what's a better word for that? He's never at the mercy of a man. He's never at the, with a man who's just got a doctrine about God. Not the mercy of, that's not the right word, but anyways, we'll get it. The Holy Spirit is bringing it to our remembrance right now, what we need to say. It's never at them. Who has a doctrine about God. Someone who has a doctrine about God. We have a relationship. We will never be forced into submission to a man who's got a doctrine about God. We're going to have to adjust that statement a little bit, but the Holy Spirit will help us see it. If you got it, then type it in and we'll say what you say. The man who has a relationship with God is never at the mercy, at the scolding of a man who just has a doctrine about God. Never at I don't know, we'll get that word. But that's probably the word I'm looking for, is the scolding. Or scorning. Yeah, that'd even be a good word right there, scorn. Never at the mercy of the scorning of a man who just has a doctrine about God. Why? Because every one of them that have a doctrine about God, they look at us and say, well, yeah, but I know this. And you look at them, you and I look at them like, you don't have a relationship, do you? He's still the God in heaven that's going to beat you down with a stick. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Father, set Michael free from this situation and remove the HR person that does him wrong, if they do, and remove this person who did this to our brother. Remove him. Michael's not doing wrong. If he's being a little zealous as a believer because of his newfound faith and understanding of the Holy Spirit, help him tone it down a little bit, or maybe just turn it up. Amen. Amen. You,
bless his heart.
You may have to say, I'm a born-again believer. May I pray with you? And then walk away from people who say no. Oh, okay. Have a good day. And most Christians don't like to do that, but that'll keep you out of that other situation.
Yeah.
Ask them. If they say no, like, wow, I don't get that, and walk away.
Yeah.
Many times they'll come back and say, dude, play that prayer, all right? Pray the prayer. Because they know who to come to when they need a prayer prayed.
Yep. And they always will come to that point where they do.
Now, should we give Francetta another verse? Mm-hmm. All in favor of giving Francetta another verse, raise your right hand.
Say your other right.
Let's do this. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Wow. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? No condemnation. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who's going to condemn you when you're in Christ? The enemy. The already defeated, scared to death, freaked out of his own spirit and wicked as they can be. He is going to condemn you. And that's where condemnation goes.
Yeah.
Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Look at verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ. This is the law. It can't change. Has made me free from the law of sin and death. Think about it. The law of the spirit of life. It's a law just like gravity. Of life in Christ Jesus. It's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Gravity don't fail. That law don't fail.
Amen.
Has made you free. It doesn't say you might be free. It says it made you free from the law of sin, which is the thing that keeps you bound to sin. All of this is in a relationship with your Father.
I mean,
we really got to get this picture. We really got to get this picture. And then once you get the pictures, don't stop at the picture. Have a relationship with the Father. It's going to take you a little bit to get there because you're going to be hesitant at first. Like, he's going to have a club. There's no club in his hand for somebody that wants to be like him.
No.
There's only loving arms.
Yes.
There's no club in any of our hands for anybody. We have open arms receiving you saying, come on, chase the Holy Spirit with us. I don't want to chase the Holy Spirit. Oh. All right. I don't get that. Because it's the spirit of truth. He's going wide open 24/7. You're going to get to a point in this relationship. You're going to be like, I don't know. I haven't slept in a couple of days or something, but I'm all right. Let's go. Not because you're sitting around reading the Bible. Maybe you are. More likely you're out there doing something with somebody. Changing people's lives. See, God has made this so amazing in our life. And it's predestined before the foundation of the world. Now, I think that that's enough for tonight. I just turned another page in my Bible, and if I start that, we're going to go till 10:15. And Dr. Barkley just started the Holy Spirit Conference in California. And when we get finished here, I'm going to close Zoom down, close the live streams down, and then I'm going to open Zoom back up so you can come in and stream with us and make comments in Zoom with us and be a part of it if you want to study more tonight, which will last probably another hour and a half. And you'll be right live inside the Holy Spirit Conference. So I'm going to be done for now. And we're going to end on those verses of chapter 2. Now, there's so much more. There's so much more in that verse that says. You have received the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And it made you free. You didn't make yourself free. Made you free from the law of sin and the law of death.
Amen.
Woo! And guys, you meditating the word will help you know how to act when you get alone with the Father. And that's my place. I'm following the leaders and the men of my life and learning how they chase God. And in a few minutes, you'll be able to see him live. We'll do it right here on Zoom so you can type in questions and we can talk back and forth while he's teaching them. And then you're learning to chase God. You chase God harder than I do? You'll have a greater relationship with you because it's not about a competition thing. It's not about comparing yourself to anybody. God wants to have a relationship with you that is only based on you and him and no one else. Not the church building, not the pastor, not the organization, not the program, not nothing. Not your car, your house, your phone, or nothing. It's just you and him. Sit down in your chair, pull up a chair across from you, and say, Father, would you sit here and talk to me? Make sure you bring him a nice chair. Make sure you bring him a nice chair. And he'll do just that. He'll do just that. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, that's good. You and I are heirs of God. Joint heirs with Jesus. And God is just opening this up so huge to us. Saying, I don't have a club. I have open arms of love. I have open arms of love.
Yeah, he's given so much.
I'm not after you. I've never failed you. I'm not down on you. I'm not doing anything to you. Would you just let me love you? Would you just let me provide you with all the abundance of my grace, my mercy, my love, my provision? Would you just let me do for you what I want to do for you?
Yes, Father. Yes, yes, yes.
And my answer will be yes,
yes.
Lord, yes. Let's pray. Father, your word is light and it's easy. Your yoke is light and easy. You made us accepted in the beloved. You made us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Oh my. You did the work. And now we're learning of you. And we're growing in grace. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless all of my brothers and sisters who are with us tonight. Bless those that couldn't be with us. And to be able to catch up on this program. And get the revelation of this grace. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. I pray this according to your holy word. I pray this by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive our communion elements together. This is the first time you're with us. You might say, Pastor, this is the most different thing I've ever seen. Yeah, I know. We know. It's wonderful. We love it. Mm-hmm. We love it. We want you to, and God loves it. We want you to come and be a part of it. We truly do. Because it's filled with righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. It's filled with. We have wonderful people from every walk of life. And we want you to be a part of us. So come join us. We're going to receive the communion elements. Go get you some grape juice. Get you some bread, cracker, water, whatever you got. And come back real quick and join with us. I'm going to read the verses about it. Here we go. This is how we do it every time we come in. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, the bread, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For Paul prophesied by the Spirit, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, love, God's perfect love is perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. As he is, right here, right now, so are we in this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, in Jesus' mighty name. There is no fear in love, and there is no fear in the communion elements and in the communion service. Man has made you afraid. If you come here tonight, make a mess of our communion service, be afraid. If you come to mock God, be afraid. You'll drink damnation to yourself. But if you come with an open heart saying, God, I need you, examine yourself as soon as you make that statement. His yoke is easy, his burden is light, and you are ready to receive his holy communion. I encourage you to receive him with dignity. I encourage you to get the exact elements. I even got a red solo cup, red for the blood, and white for white as snow. No, red, though your sins were red like crimson, when you put the blood in, it makes them white as snow. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. So if you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, you'll be right with him. In 60 seconds, if you pray this prayer from the depths of your heart, you're going to experience God like you never knew he was. Even if you've ever prayed this prayer before, I want everybody to pray it with us. Everybody within the sound of my voice, whether it's today, February 1st, or whenever you watch it in the future, pray this out loud with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Put your hands out and say, Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in
you. You are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now, Lord.
Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
A successful life as a believer every day.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. You are experiencing God Almighty filling your being right now. I know. Somebody's like, it's just like hot oil all over me. One person said, I got a river on the inside of me. If it starts coming out in language, let it go. That's the Holy Spirit. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light on the inside. Why? Your spirit man was just born again. You might want to shout it, I got the light. Woo! I got the light. In that one prayer, you went from fear to faith because sin causes you to be afraid. But as soon as Jesus came in, he's the author and finisher of faith. He brought it with him. Wow. In that one prayer, you are stuck by sin. Had no way to get free. None of us did. None of us did. Jesus made you into his righteousness and gave it to you as a free gift. You might be like, Pastor, how can all that happen? I didn't even know what was going on. Yeah, but you knew to follow my lead. And because you did and you're hungry for God and you want more of him, boom, you come inside and now he'll help you. Now God is on the inside guiding every step and helping you go in the right paths everywhere you go. He's no longer out there trying to get in. He's in here saying, now let me direct you, let me direct you. And from this day forward, your responsibility is to walk with him. The Father looked at the Son and said, adopt him into the family. You are now heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. This message about everything the kingdom has is now yours. It is the truth. You might say, it's going to take me a while to figure this all out. Oh, yeah, I've been at it for 40 years, 50 years almost, 48 years. But it's all right. Every day is a new day with God.
Amen.
And on we go marching with our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Well, put my email address and website in there so you have the ability to get a hold of us and stay in contact with us. It'll be a blessing to you. It really will. In Jesus' mighty name. My email address, HG, like Holy Ghost. HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. Blog Talk Radio, it's in your notes. YouTube, Facebook, it's in your notes. You can go right there and click on it. You'll be able to send me an email. Send me a question. Ask me anything. We'll help you walk with God. That's our place in your life. And that's what this program does every single day. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Ready? Let's bless our elements and we'll receive them together. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And now we'll pray the right prayer. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify.
Because I need you every day. Amen.
For this time of communion
with you. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit. spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I receive your healing power in my life, manifesting in every area. Hair in my head, sight in my eyes, hearing in my ears. Now we lift up this cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
All things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where
grace.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over
every
my life.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
Cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive. We receive it from you. Let's sing a song about the blood. Just a second. Let's sing. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Now, those of you that are with us in Facebook, YouTube Live, we're going to close this quickly, and we're going to go straight to the feed of the Holy Spirit Conference. Join us in Zoom, and you'll be able to see it live with us and make comments, and we can talk and communicate together about the service as it's going on. It's already in motion. Who knows what's going on? He could be casting out a demon, healing the sick, laying hands on people, singing, dancing, shouting, or everybody just laid out in the Holy Ghost. You don't want to miss it. If you're a night owl at all, come on over to Zoom in just a minute. I'm gonna close this one down and open up another one in Jesus' name. So For all our friends in Canada, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. For all of you around the world, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Remember, this is what we say about you and to you every time we come here.
We love you.
And
God
loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord.
Jesus, please.